to hear something more about Delicious.
Delicious, okay.
I've heard about this couple of things and don't really understand it.
Okay, so you're on the web, you are reading some website. All right, so this is very interesting. I'm going to tag this using Delicious. So I've set it up here. You can take this website, and I can add some notes about it, and then I can add tags to it. And the way I add my tags, this is my tag cloud. The ones that are darker, I've used more of. This is a book on biology, so I'm going to definitely tag it as blogs. And I can give it a bunch of tags and save it, and it takes me back to the website. So anytime I'm on the web and I want to remember something, I just click on the Delicious and tag it and give it a bunch of tags that make sense to me to help me categorize that. So here is my Delicious. These are all my tags. And now here you get a better sense. That's my tag cloud over there. The tags I've used more, there's 11 posts I've tagged as community, educational technologies more. These are my current tags of what I just added. So if I want to go back and look at all the stuff that I have tagged as folksonomy, I click on that, and that will show me all the websites that I have tagged as folksonomy, as well as a number of related tags. Things I've tagged as folksonomy, I've also given those related tags.
Every single tag, you can make an RSS feed.
That's right.
I did that on my Segway site. I got a thing for my class, for articles pertaining to my class, are there as I'm coming up on the side.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have like every random thing I have on.
Right. Yeah.
For my Writing to Heal class, I have a Writing to Heal tag, and anything I want
class
to see,
yeah,
I tag with that, and there it pops up.
Great.
Front page of my Segway.
Yeah, I've done the same thing for some of my other sites. For iPods, for instance.
Do it for yourself.
But then the advantage of so folksonomy. Have you heard of that term? Folksonomy is taxonomies made by folks like you and me. So in addition, I can look at all the tags. So these are my tags, items that I've tagged as folksonomy. I can look at all the items that have been tagged by folksonomy by everyone in the system. Or I could look at the popular ones. And this will show me all the popular tags that have been, even they're popular because 1,930 other people have tagged that particular website as folksonomy. And these are all the related tags to folksonomy, tagging Web 2.0, Delicious, and so on. Yeah, so it allows you to keep your own it's called social bookmarking. It allows you to keep your bookmark in a multiple categorization scheme rather than having one thing in one place. One thing can be in many places. And this is a really revolutionary way of thinking about organization that I was really getting at in my last presentation. Our computer systems, we have files and folders. It's ridiculous, you know. I've always struggled with what folder should I put this file in. You know, I want to put it in more than one. You know, well, with tagging, you can do just that. You can tag it in multiple ways and then get access to it in multiple ways. So iPods and education. So over there is my Delicious tags on iPods, as well as the popular Delicious tags on iPods, the RSS feed, and then just the general tags. Over here I have iPods and Google News. So with the Google News, you can search the Google News for a given keyword, iPod, and find all the websites and the media pertaining to iPod, and you can get that RSS feed and put it in your Segway site or your RSS reader. Segway, I'm not sure if you experimented with this, but it has a categorization. You can add your tags, so there's a post on iTunes U that I put up. I gave it a bunch of different tags. And there's a page type in Segway for categories that will show you all the categories that you, all the tags you've used in your site and how many posts in each one of those. Throughout this site, there's, in addition to text, there's a bunch of audio files I've uploaded. And if you grab the RSS feed for this page and you put an RSS reader, whatever you have as a file for download, well, then you can then download in onto your computer. So you can download this audio file. You can download it from the reader, or you can take, here I've tagged all these things as podcasts, so I've aggregated them all into one place. These are all the audio files on the website. I can grab this RSS feed here, copy the link location, and I can put it into iTunes. iTunes is an RSS reader too, did you know that? I paste that in there, and it's now going to download that, all those audio files from the Segwit site into iTunes directly. So think about it, and Hector's done this a little bit already. You can just consider recording your class. You know, you could have something like I'm doing here. Class is done, plug it in the computer, downloads into iTunes, add metadata such as the name of the class, the course number, any other information. Then you can upload it right into a Segway site, and you have the class lectures. It's actually called course casting, prof cast, lecture casting. And it's, I don't know, I mean, it's an interesting thing. It has its pros and cons, right? I mean, a lot of universities are doing this and finding the students are going to class. They just think, oh, we'll just get the lecture online afterwards. One thing you can do is you can also delay that, and you can post it maybe towards the end of the semester, perhaps when they're reviewing. Or I've taken a lot of the audio, and because I've often been so incoherent for most of the talk, I'll go through it and I'll edit it, break it down into smaller pieces where I did explain something well, and then attach that to text.
Do you know what I did? Rather than doing it before the class, I did it after the class. Posted,
yeah.
So, and I did it in two methods. One was, like you said, small snippets.
Yeah.
If I was talking about a specific thing, and sometimes you get involved in all sorts of conversations in the class, I edited that out, and just like, so I put it by theme. Then I did the whole presentation, so I made the, whatever I was doing as a presentation, I made it into a movie. So they just have the whole thing, but I did it afterwards.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I did, and I would say 15% of a class of, let's say, 18 kids went back to it.
Interesting.
How do you know?
I asked.
Oh,
you asked them,
There's not some magic technological
And I did one for Journal of the Middle Lane with a class of 75 students. And one kid saw me with the iPod in my hand. And that kid emailed me without anything being said. He said, I saw you with an iPod. Does that mean you're going to put the lecture up online? Right? But he had 75 kids. So this, for his class, it worked. That they needed to go back to that particular lecture.
Interesting, yes.
But it is a lot of work.
This is one presentation I give to language school directors on iPods. And so I record the whole thing, but then I broke it down into these categories. And the talk I gave was roughly along these categories. I took the audio files, and so each section of the site has an audio file for just that section. So here you get some text, you get an image, you get some text, and you get an audio file that goes with it. It's another way of doing it.